to Sex and Sanity, SNS. My name is Amishika. Sex and Sanity is a sexual health, mental health, reproductive health podcast. We talk about everything sexuality, sexual and reproductive health, mental health, relationships, dating, vaginas, penises. Guys, I'm so happy to be back in the studio with my co-host, Sister Araba.
Hello, everybody. Sister Araba. Hi, my name is Sister Araba, and we're back, okay? Did you miss us?
Yeah.
Wait, I wasn't on the last episode, so, you know, it's good to be back.
Can we remind our listeners of the names of our vaginas?
Oh, have you forgotten? I'm sure they have. You guys are good children. Have you forgotten?
Guys, mine is Nose Candy. How is Nose Candy doing? Nose Candy is great. Well, Nose Candy is looking
why
forward.
Why is it Nose Candy?
Because she's addictive as hell. And Nose Candy is looking forward to being catered for the days coming. She's excited. How is Black Unicorn doing?
Oh, you remember my vagina's name? That's so cute!
She said it's called Black Unicorn, Chris.
Yes, because she's horny as hell. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so Black Unicorn is all right. She's fine. She's fine. Not getting as much action, but she's good.
Guys, so I want you all to give your vagina, your penis, a name. If you're listening to this with a partner, give your partner's genitals a name, okay? All right, guys. Sex and Sanity is hosted on the premier podcast network from Ghana, the Gold Coast Report. Check us out on social media at the Gold Coast Report. Visit our website, www.listentogcr.com, to see all the podcasts on the network. There's Sincerely Accra, Free Your Mind, Sex and Sanity, a lot of podcasts. You will love listening to us. Follow Sex and Sanity everywhere at Sex and Sanity. Follow me on Instagram at Amishika, AmishikaAh. On TikTok, Amishika, AmishikaAh. On Twitter, at Miss Amishika, AmishikaAh. My Ami Zari's account is okay, but I'm trying to get it back. So in the meantime, follow the Miss Amishika.
Wait, I think
okay.
They changed that profile picture to spell or still
well,
or something.
Yes, because yeah. They took the account. So when right. I get it back.
Okay.
Some stupid hackers. But yeah. All right, guys. So, do you know that last night I had a dream about my last threesome scenario? That's why
you see, that's why in my house, but it's fine.
That's why the first segment I wrote messy threesome scenarios. Right. Also, because some people I know did a threesome recently and it was quite messy. So
how
let's
messy?
Talk about many messy scenarios. Mm-hmm. This was messy because the guy had been hitting on this lady, right? And then now this lady finds out later from the guy's friends that he is into a friend of his.
Okay.
And now, although she knows he is into a friend of his, she gets with him, they go out of town. And while they are making out and stuff, he suggested that she join.
They call the other person.
The
to
other
join.
Person.
Wait, was the person already on the trip with them?
She wasn't.
So she had to come.
She came.
Nice.
And what happened was when he was making out with this lady, he wasn't coming. He was taking so long to come.
Wait, not making out, so having sex.
They were having sex, making out, doing everything right. That like they could do together. But he just couldn't come. But with the other lady in this equation, he was able to come. So that's one messy situation, because imagine you being with your man. Your man takes so long, hours, lasts so long on you, and then you suggest a threesome, and then the other lady comes in, and the other lady is giving him the most intense orgasms from get-go. How would you feel?
Ha! I mean, this one is not like a regular situation.
It's not.
Because a regular situation would be like you and your partner who have been there for a while.
Yeah.
And then like a new person is coming to do all. This one looks like he didn't really want the friend. Like,
well,
the lady,
he was sitting on her in the beginning.
Maybe he saw his friend and realized, okay, yeah, I thought you were great, but your friend is greater. Bye. But
and now it looks
bye.
Like he's not really into the first girl. Now
exactly,
it's,
that's
he needed
exactly
the first,
what it looks
second
like.
Girl to be able to have an orgasm, which is crazy.
That's sad. I mean, I would be sad.
I'll see you again. I promise. Because now I know that you really, you are not into me like that. Because delayed ejaculation, no. Sometimes it's because he's not into you like that. Or he's lost feelings or...
Yes. Yeah. Or he's particularly just not enjoying what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, you see how girls, like when you're seeing somebody, sometimes a way to tell that I'm not really into him is when he just not making, he just can't make you wet again. Maybe in the past, like...
Yeah. I remember we had this conversation sometime.
We were playing
ago.
A game recently. Yeah, that like he just was making you drier, so you just knew
once,
that.
Once he started making me dry, I just knew that it's time to go.
Mm. Yes, my body is over you.
I'm done.
So that's one messy scenario.
Oh, that's so sad. I really hope girl one doesn't take it too personal and make it about him.
Yeah, I was like, you know,
really
nothing
has nothing to
you.
Do with
exactly.
He just really liked the other person and not her.
Exactly.
And felt like he could get through her.
There. Now this will give people a big fear. People who are married or in relationships, like the man would be like, let's do a threesome. Like, what if?
Also, sweethearts, I feel like if you are in an existing relationship and such something of this nature happens, you should be able to like extend grace, because if I'm sleeping with one person all the time, I know how their body works and all of that. And I'm unable to come with them, and a third party is able to make me come quickly. It could be because it's a new experience.
Yeah,
like,
and
I don't
it's
know how
it's more exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it's not always that.
It shouldn't really be about you. I'm sure if she gets fucked like back to back for like maybe a couple of months, he's also gonna get used to her. And if another party comes in, he's probably gonna be more excited about the new person. So
now let's
it's
talk
just
about
new person excitement.
The dream I had. That was like my last scenario, okay?
Okay, tell me.
So in the dream, right? You see how I said we were doing the threesome, and then she had to leave, and then I was waiting, and I went to the living area. He was fucking here, and I got upset.
Yeah.
This time in the dream, I went to the living area, saw him fucking here, and then instead of being like, "Why are you guys alone fucking?" I wanted to get closer and then touch him. Enjoying the session. So and my dream was correcting it. But guys,
I get how your dream correcting it should be the ideal situation for you. But think about it.
But that situation
my
was
problem
messy
was
because
not,
it was messy because we're supposed to be doing it together.
That's
and then
point.
You go and be with a girl in the living area, and I'm there waiting with my vagina thinking that you are going to see her off and come fuck me, and you're there like fucking her. Well, that was messy because it happens where like you go have a threesome with somebody and the man is trying to fuck you alone without the partner. A lot of people will tell you they've been in situations like that where it's like, it looks like he got tired of fucking his wife or his girlfriend. So that happens. That can be a messy scenario. Apparently me, my own, I was overthinking it and stuff. Men like to gaslight sometimes, so...
Babe, you weren't overthinking anything. If you and me and a third party decide to have a threesome, and you and I are the original couple, so the third party is the new person, what it means here is that we are supposed to share the third person experience.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's not supposed to be you getting more of the third person or me getting
more. But you know that
some
it shouldn't be that way. Like, looking back, right? Looking back, I'm seeing, because our situation was quite different because they got out because he was supposed to see her off. So she was waiting for her car.
You know what?
Let's talk about another mess.
It's going to be defense and
true. Okay, fine, guys.
Let's just say that if you have a partner and you're supposed to have a threesome with them, do it together.
Do it. Don't go.
At no point. At no point should
you
say
go
that
to another room?
I'm going to another room with the other person and go continue having the sex there.
Me, I got upset.
Done. It is
I got,
wrong.
Me, guys. Me,
as
I got so
should.
Upset. I
as
went back
should.
To the bedroom.
No explanation should be.
I went
to
back.
Double think that you were not.
No, I went
you're
back
not
to the
be
bedroom
mad.
And texted this nigga, "I'm mad at you." Then he's like, "I'm coming." So he sees it off and comes in, and he's like, "Well, this is what happens when emotions get involved and blah blah blah." I'm about
where's
to put
matches?
It down.
Somebody, give me the lighter,
guys. Men,
bruh, because you had no reason to be spoken
like,
to you like that. You should have come being
like
apologetic instead of.
Oh, but he
came
to put it down on me after.
Yeah, that's not the point. He still manipulated you into thinking that you were wrong for
exactly.
getting upset.
Guys, that's gaslighting. Leave toxic niggas alone. All right, another messy threesome scenario. Mm-hmm. Men do this a lot, where when they're having a threesome, they use the same condom on both women. Like if it's two women, they use the same. No, if it's two females or cis women. Oh, no way, it's not two. If they're fucking both, then they use the same condom. They don't remove it. Mm-hmm. They use the same fingers too. Mm-hmm. So that's another. There's one scenario that I remember that this guy didn't use a condom either. And he comes in the third. He and his partner invite a third. He comes in the third and the third says she won't take a post pill. So then in the end, it's like, you know that it's possible you'll be pregnant. Like, why would you take a fucking post pill?
No, the problem is the third party. She's a messy person. Because how are you coming to do threesome with somebody? You don't take one and
but you know, that's why you have conversations. Because some people believe those pills are unnatural. It's a sin. Rabbi, people have their beliefs, so.
Is she on a safe time of the month? Because clearly you know that the party you're with is not expecting a child from you.
You see, that's why you have conversations. Because if a person says, so I won't take a post pill, you can't. They didn't have. Usually it's spontaneous that you end up and then it happens and you're like, okay. Because usually if we are to have the conversation, then you talk about.
Have threesome. Yeah. I think it's just the third person that's
plus,
the bad person.
Plus if I'm having a threesome with my man and another girl, you are not coming in here.
You and don't get to decide that
you are using a condom with her. Like, what's that?
Like, what if he's balls deep and it's sweet, it's good. Like, it's feeling nice.
I don't trust a man like that. Why are you coming in? Like, are you okay? Because in the end, because post pills can fail, though. Now, if she's pregnant and she says she doesn't believe in abortion.
Well.
Your body, your choice. Well, so that one,
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. All right. Other messy threesome scenarios. You know of any messy scenario?
No, none that I know of. In fact, all the instances that have been discussed on the podcast previously, you have mentioned. So,
I'm trying to see what other.
Oh, and the types where the men end up focusing on just one person. Yeah. And then leave the other one, like, abandoned. Sometimes it's even the women, like the two women get too excited with each other and they leave the man.
I said, girl, I'll say yes, women, do it.
No, but
please don't do that.
But it's best when it starts that way. It's best when... Like, no, like to the point where at this point they've been going at it. Like they've forgotten there's a third party in the room.
Who told me? I think somebody told me about an experience like that where he was left... Like, and in the end now...
It's not even just the men sometimes. Sometimes one woman gets left out of the experience or, like, just someone being put outside and then the two people just going at it crazy.
Do you know, I recently got an angel. The girl said her man had been asking for a threesome for a while and she finally gave in and now she enjoyed the other lady so much now that she wants to... She doesn't... Like, she's not enjoying the sex with a man like that. And I'm thinking that maybe already the sex with them. You see how a lot of women don't enjoy sex with men. Now, she's gotten to a point where she's now being with a woman who understands her body better. And now she's experienced what pleasurable sex is. So her eyes are open and it's like, why am I even having sex with their man in the first place? Now I want to explore with girls now.
I also feel like a lot of people schedule threesomes as a way to, like, revive a dying relationship. Like, when the relationship was great, like, everything was, like, on point, you guys didn't think of threesomes, but now you see that he's not giving you as much attention, he doesn't
then you're like,
have
let's
sex
make
that
it.
Much, so you think that you are spicing it up. Then you'd end up, like, proving to him why, like, this shouldn't be happening, or proving to her that, oh, this is the reason why this shouldn't be happening. So just be careful. Do not try to use it as a way to regain somebody's attention.
Exactly.
Absolutely do it because you wanna.
Like, you wanna do it.
I feel like I want to have multiple people today. Let's do this.
So when do you think is the right time to bring up threesomes with somebody? Because I was telling a friend that you don't bring up threesomes your first time hanging with somebody. Make sure you've cemented what you guys have. Like, you have something solid. You can trust this person. You can talk about certain things with them before you bring in a third person. Else you stand a chance of losing him to the other person.
Well, you see, I feel like there's no formula. It could be the first thing you guys do and you guys can still go strong weeks, months after. It could also be like the last thing you do and it's going to be the last straw. So Charlie, just talk about things.
Let's talk
Honestly, have conversations. Very like long conversations. Give him all the possibilities. Like
all these messy scenarios.
Are we sure we want to still go ahead and do this? Yeah. Like, are we securing ourselves enough for us to do this? Because if not,
we need to talk about another messy scenario where he brings his other chick.
Yes.
Where it's like, this is the girl he's been drilling behind your back.
But and you now this time, so let me introduce you.
That's so, guys, somebody almost pulled that shit on me recently.
You and your Eskimo sister will be kicking it in like, that bedroom.
Imagine if both of you are like acting like all territorial over him, like it's a competition. Oh Lord, free me from that.
No, but it was surprising what if the girl is open-minded and she just wants to go inside.
Me, that's me. See what made me block that nigga? It was because I was like, nah, I'm not about to be fighting over you. Like in the scenario, it's like I want to kiss her and then she wants to come, like to see who he
then
wants
you,
more.
The three of you
competition.
Would switch tongues.
Oh God. See how? Hey, okay, guys, please. Yeah, threesomes are fun.
People
okay.
Men usually try to sneak their side pieces into their main relationship.
That's why they say you should be the one to get the girl. They say girls should bring the girls.
This is right now. You can't even trust anybody. Once the girl is also bringing her girlfriend, she's been knacking from time. And she's also bringing it for.
Well, do men care like that?
Ah, well. Either way, Charlie, people don't do that. You're the stranger.
But guys, there's a lot of threesome dynamics. It's not just FFM, there's MMS.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying.
Would
the
you do an MMF?
It's exciting. I can't lie. It sounds very exciting. And usually my mantra, never say never.
I don't know. The age I'm becoming a serious age. So I don't know if it's possible for me to do an MMF.
What is a serious age? And what do you mean?
30.
Girl, please. Guys, please.
I used to say I wanted to do an MMF, but I'm not sure about that. It's just that men bore me a lot.
Personally, I think men one of the things I said to myself, if I was ever going to indulge in an MMF, it would be like a vacation experience. Not like within folks I know or I'm likely to bump into.
Somebody and he has a friend that's not
no I'm not doing any of those things. Familiar faces, hell no.
But that's a good way to set boundaries, because
you are too messy for me. All of you, you're too messy for me.
Guys, there's FFF, three women. I think three women will be fun.
Three men will be excited. Like, there will be energy in the room to go.
No, when you're
for
all
days.
Lit to go for days.
Oh my God. Yes. Like, all you're going to need is just food, man. Because women.
And water and alcohol and whatever you need to
do. Ain't nobody saying my dick is flaccid, so you have to wait 2 hours to revive me. Like, we're going and going and going. Sounds nice. Somebody should invite me to watch some soon. Thank you.
What do you want you to partake?
For now, I'm a watcher. Thank you.
You know, it'll become a foursome.
Yeah, I want to see a threesome. Just three beautiful women.
Ooh. Doing each other.
Women.
I could see men too.
I could watch men too.
Three men.
Please, just invite me, okay?
Yeah. All right, guys, so we're gonna move on to the
main. I'll be your DJ. I'll do this thing. I'll bring you condoms. I'll bring water.
No, this girl has done that to me before. She sat back and watched me.
I was like,
she was like, wait, do you want condoms? You went to get us condoms.
See, I'm not saying you said watch out. I'll watch it. I'll give you vibes.
All right. Okay, so at the main segment is how long should sex last? So there's this lady that sent me an NGO. She said she started talking, dating this guy in February. He's great. They've gone on trips. Everything is nice. It's just that whenever they have sex, in a few minutes he comes and his excuse is her pussy is sweet. And it's stressing her out because that's her issue. He's a great guy, but he doesn't take long enough.
See how men are not good people.
He has found a way to blame his lack of stamina on her. Like, he has found a way to blame her nicely.
Haven't a man told you that before? Why are men? That's why I'm asking. Why are men?
They'll be like, but you can't blame me now. It's your pussy is so
what
sweet.
What are the other ones that have been able to steady go rounds, go minutes, like give me time? They can't feel the sweetness.
You're the only one who feels it. Okay, daddy. I know my pussy is sweet.
But guys. 3 minutes is serious. Hey, 3 minutes. The whole session.
Rabbi. Mm-hmm. Guys.
3 minutes, like the whole session.
No. You see, when they talk about like the 3 minutes, the duration,
especially
male female, it's usually from the point of penetration to the point of him coming.
Okay,
it's judged by the cis male. Right. So it's him entering the vagina from that point.
3 minutes later, and
he comes.
Right.
Want to give mom and dad their dream retirement? Or do your younger relatives need something small to keep going in this economy? Do you need a fast, safe, and reliable way to send money to your relatives in Ghana? Your answer is just 2 taps away. Yes! Introducing TapTap Send, your go-to safe solution for instant money transfers to Ghana. Download TapTap Send today from your app store and send money as easily as you can say, tap tap.
But you know that, guys, the whole thing with duration of sex, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing, because, like, some people don't want sex to last long.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, sex is broader than just penis and vagina.
Yep.
So if we're even talking about sex in itself, we're talking about the beginning, the end, the aftercare. The foreplay, the main session, the aftercare, all that into one bowl. That's what we value. And we don't think the duration matters like that. I mean, the duration will only matter like that if you are not lasting long enough. Because in the end, I enjoy penetration.
Mm.
And I think that even if you don't last longer, you should know ways to make yourself last longer. Because some men, when they are fucking you for a while, they pull out and eat you out. A lot of men do that as a way. It's because they like eating pussy or they want to please you. But indirectly, it's helping you last longer because it's a form of edging. Because
mm-hmm.
edging is when, like, you start having sex or you start doing something sexually. It gets intense. You know you might come soon, you stop.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till the pleasure subsides before you go back mm-hmm. inside.
Yeah.
That's a way you are training yourself to last longer. And then look, you are indirectly, you are pleasing your partner too, because you enjoy that. I give men so much respect when they pull out and eat pussy. I've only met one guy in my life that does that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You've met multiple men that...
Huh?
You've been meeting good guys, so we've been meeting good guys in this Accra.
Girl, please.
But I've only met my entire life of being a fun sexual being, sexually liberated human being. I've only met one man and he has done it a lot of times.
Okay.
Like, and I mean, that's why when I keep going back to him, I know that.
Mm.
That's solid.
Nice.
Yeah. But guys, see him. That how long would you want your session to last, Babe?
Personally, I really like to take things slow. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not in a rush at all when mm-hmm. I'm having sex. So if you're like on a time bound type of let's do a quickie thing, it won't work for me.
Me that my quickies last 3 hours.
I like to take my time.
Yeah.
Like, I like to the whole kiss until like mm-hmm. you're dripping wet and you are glued to each other's bodies, like you can't let go. All of that is going to happen before you finally get around to penetration, and that should take at least 45 to 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of that's like kissing, touching, foreplay would happen, and that would take a lot of time. So personally, I'm not with it.
The whole, like, you don't want to
quickly to the penetration bit. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I think that's something we'll talk about eventually, but when I was younger, I used to be able to get that, like, oh, let's do a quickie, papa, 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 we're done. But right now, I really, really like to take my time.
Same, like,
I love to take my
time. Same. Because not long ago, like, I remember I was seeing somebody and whenever I would meet with this guy, he wanted to just do one round. Because one round would be enough for him. And even with cuddling, he told me later on he doesn't like cuddling. Mm-hmm. And then I would now be like, I hope you are not leaving me after. Like, I hope we're going to do another round. So it's me that would get him to do another round with him. And then I would see that the amount of time I would end up spending with him every time I link with him, mm-hmm. it's just like, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. I remember telling him, I was like, nah, I can't see you, because in the end, seeing you means that I'm going to have to survive on that little time I get with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to see you and multiple people, so I'm not doing it. They have men who have a way of telling you, oh, we can do this, but still, there's some men that just do not want to go beyond for them, once they come in the first round, that's it. They don't care how long the session lasts. When we value the quality of the session, we value the fact that we are enjoying ourselves, we are getting pleased. Mm-hmm. And although, like me, I like dick, like I like penetration, but I mean, don't make it all about that. Because in the end, when you make it all about that, a lot of you don't even last long when you're inside the vagina. And you choose to make sex all about that. Then in the end, there's nothing good to write home about. Like, she doesn't want to see you. Or you're the one asking to see. When a woman really, really wants you and enjoys your dick, like, she'd be asking, like, when am I seeing you? My vagina misses
sounds
you.
Sounds like you want to send a personal message to somebody.
Me, these are personal, like, I just hope... these are personal stories. I don't think the people that are talking about will listen. If they listen, they know it will pain them because they're not with me. So don't get good stories from me. But yeah, guys... it's quality matters so much, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, let's talk about, from research, right? According to a research paper I saw that sampled, like, 500 couples from a number of countries, the average they found for, like, the duration of PIV, like, just penis and vagina, was 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And another study, they were, like, people consider... under 3 minutes too short.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you just say, that you are 3 minutes DA.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. And they say 3 to 7 minutes is okay.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 13 minutes mm-hmm. is desirable.
Mm-hmm.
13 minutes to 30 minutes is long, okay. Some people might say it's long, long. Mm-hmm. Some people might say good. And over 30 minutes too long.
I mean, have you ever had sex from, like, midnight and before you guys know it, it's, like, 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just one round of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one round. Okay. And in the end, it's a lot of foreplay. It's a lot of outside stuff. But the last time I did something like that, that nigga stayed hard after coming.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready to go in right after.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... we have such moments. Me, even with Quickie, it lasts hours.
I mean, I stop calling those things Quickie.
No, because like you go for a Quickie and you end up, because you know that
they
you have limited.
They are not Quickies once they cross 5 minutes. I mean, 5 minutes.
It's like,
they are not Quickie.
Because
they become
at our
else.
Big age right now, right?
Yeah.
When I go link with a nigga, it's either I'm spending over 12 hours, over 24 hours, I'm spending days with you. So if in the end, me spending time with you, it'll be like 6 hours, less or 3 hours. That's what we consider a quickie. Because there was a time this nigga I was seeing mm-hmm. was like, I should come over for a quickie.
Yeah.
I went, we started. Because in the end, are you just going to rush and penetrate and go home after? How would you feel? It's such a session fulfilling. I won't consider a session fulfilling if we meet up and all we're doing, we go straight to the point and you're
babe,
fuck it.
But I also feel, you see, that's, okay, well, yeah, I fair. Because at a certain age, I feel like if you had texted your man, hey, I just closed from school, I have a few minutes before I get home, okay, before I'm expected home. No, I'm not talking about senior high school guys, I'm talking about university home.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be serious.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I have a few minutes before I get home and think you're passing by your man's like house, apartment, office, something, and then you're just going to get it. Pa, pa, pa. At that age,
okay,
that works.
Yeah, that works.
That works. But I just feel like as you're growing older, you just require more time.
Me, like,
you
I
have more time on your hands.
More time.
It's like, I'm not running away from anybody. Nobody's beating me for having sex, or it's like, it's not.
But unless you have stuff to do, then just rush it.
Don't do it. If I have stuff to do, I would kiss and make out and go.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
I just won't get through.
Because I don't like a session that makes me feel like I was left hanging. I hate, like...
Exactly. Sometimes linking with a nigga. Because I didn't come the first time. Maybe I did, but then I built up again.
Yeah.
And I couldn't finish the second
round. I hate it. I hate being left hanging. And a lot of Accra men leave you hanging.
Yeah. They say you came the first time, but your legs are shaking the first time. Yeah, but I didn't shake the second time. What are you saying, Kwamina?
Like, a lot of, like, me, I've noticed. The streets in these Accra... Me, I want to leave, sir.
Yes, sorry.
Please, guys, please. Choose quality over the duration.
And yes, I'm sorry.
So the main thing about how long should sex last. Choose quality over duration, guys.
Introduce sex toys, guys.
Yes. And, like, do a lot of stuff. Focus on pleasing each other. Mm-hmm. What activities do your partner enjoy? What activities do you enjoy?
Strip that love together, stuff. Massage
like
each other.
Yeah, like there's so much to do. Don't make it about penetration. And I mean, if you are under 3 minutes, learn how to edge. We talk about edging a lot. Learn how to edge during masturbation and learn how to do it during a session with your partner, okay? Because edging is what we call the stop-start technique. And guys, buy my book. My book gives you 365 things you can do sexually. So you have options, variety, ways to last longer so that your partner will see that. Mm.
Also, I think there are natural fruits and
watermelons,
vegetables and things that can boost your libido and make your erection longer and harder. So find those things, like, enjoy them.
Yeah, and guys, please don't
bananas for milk.
People be buying anything they sell to them and it worsens things for them. Like,
please just
do not
read for yourself. Ask your doctors. I'm sure everybody has a doctor friend or doctors. When you go to the hospital, just casually ask, oh, doctor, I've heard, like, if I eat bananas and that is going to do this, then he'll probably give you from a medical point of view.
Guys, I'm putting a question out. How long do you want your sessions ideally to last? I don't care what your relationship dynamic is. What's the ideal duration?
PIV only or plus 4?
Like the whole thing. Okay, PIV only. Because not everybody.
PIV only, personally, I think over 20 minutes.
I mean, I'm not even going to put time to it, like...
Over 20 minutes. Like, let's do over 20 minutes.
Yeah, over 20, not less. I like dick. Guys, I like penetration so much.
This girl will kill me.
I like dick too much to not want it inside me for long. Plus, me, I can't do just one round. Unless the one round is a long time. Or unless we fuck multiple times weekly. Because if you fuck a lot, like, you know, if you have a partner that maybe live together and you have a lot of sex... Yeah. In the end, the number of rounds doesn't matter like that because we'll be getting it almost every day. So one round a day is fine. But if it takes a while before you see the person, then you want to make the most of the little time you have with them.
But also, guys, I think one thing we always tell you is that what we want is not what is ideal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then, as long
everybody
as
is different.
It is giving you pleasure, it is lasting long enough, you're able to get your orgasm, he's able to get his. In fact, it's not even only about the orgasms.
Pleasure.
And everybody would be fine. But
please,
don't do that to your partners. Don't leave them hanging, okay? If we're not satisfied, we are curious to find out who can satisfy us.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Guys, see, if you don't satisfy your partner, they might find one of their friends might eat her out and then she'll be like, what?
Look at where she carried the story.
Maybe they'll have a party and then there'll be a game and it's like, eat the next pussy.
I mean, don't encourage this shit because men already think when girls say they are going for sleepover, they are going to eat each other's pussies. Like that's what a lot of
guys, that's not what we're doing here. But please, let we educate you guys on sex and sanity so you guys will enjoy your sexual experiences.
Yep.
But guys, you need to also know that a lot of things can negatively impact your ability to last as long as you want to. There are illnesses, there's diabetes, okay? Your physical health, if you don't feel strong in your body, if you have erectile difficulties, you are growing old, you are 60, you are 70, you are 80, you are not getting as strongly hard as you used to before. Like, you need to look at your specific circumstance and see ways to work around having fun sexual experiences with your partner. Because sometimes, say, if you can't be hard, you don't need a hard erection to have a good time with a partner. There are some men that, because they can't get hard.
I've come off flaccid dick before.
You've come off flaccid dick?
Yeah.
Was it inside you?
Yes.
And it was flaccid?
Yes.
How flaccid?
It was hard inside me and he nutted, but I didn't let him go.
So you let him stay in?
Yeah.
And you came off that?
Yeah.
Guys, if you're not contraceptive, do that.
That was very nice and it was very messy.
That's why you see plus
my
see that's what like you know when you're having sex but you can't, you're like, don't move, stay still.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, just stay still inside me, don't move, like be there, right there.
It was so messy. Oh god, the whole place was wet. Felt like a rainy day in Accra.
Guys, my friend is chilling. Oh. Anyway, so guys, a lot of things can impact. Like, even as you see how we are saying that we value the quality, because as you go older, now you know what you want. And for women, as we go older, what if you are not feeding your vagina like that? Vaginal atrophy happens. Your vagina dries out, your low estrogen levels, like, your vagina is not like in... It's like, you see how it is right now. When you're older, you're not feeding your vagina like that. Your vagina becomes old too, down there, right? That's why you need to be masturbating and feeding yourself, like getting a lot of orgasms so that your vagina will be in good state, okay?
Yes, please. Okay. We're supposed to be done, by the way.
Okay. All right, guys. I think we've said a lot about how long sex should last. Look at your specific scenario, like your circumstance. See ways to work around having a good time with your partner. If you have physical disabilities, physical limitations, find sexual aid to use wheelchair. There's sexual furniture, there's sex pillows, there's wedges, there's a swing, a sex swing that can hold you up. Like, regardless of your situation, just look at what are the things that hold us back from having a good time and see how to work around it. Okay, if you have mental health issues, if you deal with anxiety, depression, you know, mental health, like, it can really impact your sexual activities, like your sexual experiences, because depression can make it hard for you to have orgasms. Antidepressants can make it hard for you to have orgasms. Depression can make it hard for you to even get turned on. It can make it hard for you to, like, it can hold you back. We'll talk about it on another Sex and Sanity episode. But then if you tend to deal with any mental health, like, issues, like, you are not, like, the sameness mentally, getting help, therapy helps. And then finding relaxation techniques, finding coping mechanisms, finding a support system, and your partner getting you to, because, like, I mean... your emotional connection with the partner can impact your ability, like how long it lasts with them too. Because if this is somebody that gets you, that you're comfortable with, that you feel safe with, that, like, I mean, you don't have to overthink things when you're, like, having sex with them, it benefits your session greatly, because you are more relaxed. The man will be more relaxed, and then he might last longer, or, like, I mean, the duration that both of you want. You might be able to get that. And you can discuss it. You and your partner should decide, babes, how long should our sessions last? And how can we work around getting that duration? If you need to stop your partner from, like, when you're having sex and you see he's supposed to come in and you get up from his dick as a way of stopping him, like, you see that it's getting intense and you get up. Then you squeeze the base of the head so that the pleasure goes on before you sit on it again. That's both of you working together to get the ideal duration you want with your partner. Do you get it? Okay, guys, we're going to move on to the third segment. I have a dare for you. My dare for you is I want you to do a different kind of massage. If you have a partner or more, I want you to take turns and massage each other with your lips and tongue. Do not do it unless you've showered, okay? Because you're using your lips and your tongue on your partner's body. So get in the shower together, clean each other's bodies, and then take turns to massage each other with your lips and your tongue. Do you have something to tell us?
No, darling.
Are you gonna do it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see about that.
You can use eyes with your lips and tongue, okay? So massage your partner, the whole of your partner's body, with your lips and tongue. When you start, avoid the genital areas to build anticipation until you've covered every other part of their body, like go to their toes, their feet, do everywhere. Okay, girls can suck men's toes too, okay? So then after you move to the genitals, before you make them reach their climax, you can tease them. When you see they're coming, then you stop. About to come, then you stop, like edge them. And then, I mean, let me know how it goes. Take turns to do it to each other, okay? Babi, do you have anything for our listeners?
No, nothing else. Be safe and prioritize your health, okay?
Yeah, get a lot of orgasms. And
we'll be back.
Care. Are we gonna moan?
Me though, y'all be easy.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production.